I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Yeah, what's up? Yeah, what's up?
Oh, what?
Sorry. Why do you always do
this? I don't know, because I feel like it needs to be like hyper. Okay, go, Tom, you're our guest. Go and give us a little hype in.
You can be our hype man.
Go on.
Okay, hold on. Okay, take something from your stand-up in Edinburgh. You walk on stage and you straight away say that. Go.
What I would say when I walk on stage.
Yeah, just give your show away.
Yeah. We just do an hour of stand-up.
Yeah. That'll fill the time, won't it? Yeah.
I normally say, good evening, thank you for coming. You all look lovely. What's your name, sir? That's a nice shirt.
Oh, really? Oh, that's nice.
Quite a good. Did your wife buy that for you?
What? So the guy...
Where are you from? Kent. What did you call me?
Yeah, I like that. I like that
sort of thing.
Classic.
Or the other one is, where are you from? Surrey. What do you mean you're sorry? Isn't that...
No.
That's okay.
That's my joke. No need to apologise.
Oh, okay. Well, you still... Hey, we're so...
The good thing to do, if someone heckles you, you can use this at your live shows.
I'm going to do it. We're going to do that right now. Hon, here we go.
Because they will be heckling. Actually.
All right, here we go.
I imagine you'll get a lot of heckles.
Yeah. So I'm going to do it to you. Ready?
Especially in Corby.
Oi, Lucy, you idiot, you fucking wanker.
Dad?
But if he's in prison, it doesn't work.
Yeah, he's in prison. If someone shouts, you're shit, Jamie. Dad?
Yeah.
Like that. Instant.
Yeah. Oh, instant gag. Yeah, then you get
motivation.
It. Hello, that's everyone. Good. Welcome to part...
What?
Sorry. Part two of Private Parts.
Welcome to Private Lang at your service.
Private Lang.
Yeah, Corporal.
Lance Corporal Bull.
And Cadet Lucy. That's one below private.
Cadet Lucy. Oh my God. Hey, but we have to talk about Tom, because you are a stand-up comic. You have been doing that. Like, you've been doing it since you were 16 years old, which is freaking young to be doing that. And also, I think this is probably the boring old question that you probably get, but it's interesting to know. What kind of got you into it? Like, because it's one thing, you know, 16 years old, I was into...
The checks, probably.
Yeah. The sweet dollar.
Sweet dollar. Paid in dollars.
You get paid in dollars. Old school dollars. Ah, give me a dime. But it's true. At 16 years old, I was this kid who was, I was pretty insecure. I quite like entertaining, but I probably wouldn't put, because comedy is you're putting yourself out. You're not stealing material, you're doing your own material. And that's pretty intense.
Some comedians steal material.
Officially, I'm doing material. Yeah.
But what was that moment where you're like, fuck it, I'm going to give it a go?
I don't know. I always wanted to do it. So it was never like a big, I'm going to try it. I always was going to...
Planning on it. You were writing jokes. But when did you start
that
writing?
That sounds mental, doesn't it?
Absolutely mental that, like, 9 years old, I'm going to be a stand-up comedian one day.
It's like a film.
Do you know why you're southern as well?
Yeah, it's like a film. You'll all see.
Goes around the, what do you want to be? Oh, I want to be an astronaut. Just what do you want to be? I want to be a comic.
Applause in my
Your dad's trying to get dad's trying to get you to join the army. You're like, I want to be a comedian. I want to make people laugh. Not
like a young James Brown. You'll never do it. I have to do it.
I know I'm funny. I'm gonna make them. I could see them cheering me.
It's like a film trailer.
So
my life was like that.
So wait, so you must have had like heroes of yours then growing up.
Yeah, I was always really into like Billy Connolly and Lee Evans and
those.
They were the two main ones.
What about Eddie Izzard?
Sweaty people. Yeah,
I freaking loved Eddie Izzard when I was
Did you? Good.
Oh my god! I remember he was the first. I think because I didn't understand what stand up comedy was until I must have been about
27.
Yeah. It's been about 15.
What, you were like, what is that? What are they doing?
What's that man doing?
What is he doing?
Sit down, mate.
I didn't get it. And then Eddie Izzard, he did this one called Dress to Kill, or something like that. And he did a show all about Greek mythology and things like that. And he talked about...
That was up your street. So
well, yeah, I just remember the joke very well. He talked about Achilles and he talked about how the fuck... what? So I didn't even swear. How he used to put... He said, if I was Achilles, I'd just put my heel in cement and just walk around the place. Which I found... So I'll put my heel in cement and put it on a skateboard and just go around killing people. Which I thought was really funny.
Yeah.
I thought it was brilliant.
I remember that show. Have you seen him live, Eddie Izzard?
No, I've never seen him live.
Is he good?
Yeah, he did a 3-month residency in the West End like last year. He should have gone.
But is he? Because I think
not that big a fan, are you?
No, I know. I just quite liked when I was younger. But the but I always think with comedians, it always happens that it's almost like. Do comedians continue to talk? From all the old comedians that I know, they kind of go like, you know what, I'm kind of done with this after a while. But why does that happen?
I think it's. I don't know, really. I think it's quite...
is it draining and lonely?
Physically, like, tiring to tour.
What, the army or...?
Yeah, the Brecon Beacons tour.
Yeah, so Eddie Izzard gave up and ran, like, 20 marathons.
Yeah. He's maybe
that wasn't very funny.
Maybe a bad example.
I don't get it, Eddie.
You did 42
Where's
marathons.
Where's the punchline?
You prefer the old stuff, Eddie.
He did 42 marathons in 50 days.
Yeah.
And when he first tried to do it, he got to something like 18 marathons or 20 marathons or something like that. And he then started to pee brown liquid, which was his
liver. I imagine
liver.
He probably did, because it's not healthy.
It was his liver or a liver or whatever is going into his blood because it was so much trauma within him that he was...
Why was he doing that?
Because he's a freak. Cause he's
for
like,
a joke?
Yeah, because he's
for
just...
a laugh.
That
for a laugh.
Kind. But what...
No, it became all political, right?
Well, I don't think it's
Wasn't
so much
it something to do with Nelson Mandela?
I think it was probably to do with Nelson Mandela, but also it was just more... And he was running with those two flags. And if you saw him, like, halfway across... He was literally, like, a broken man after, like, the third. He, like, you were like, just stop. I mean...
Someone should just go over them, put a blanket around him and go, just relax, Eddie, it's fine.
No one asked you to do this.
Have a sit down, it's fine. Everything's going to be all right.
But what was...
Do you ever feel like when you watch... When you ever see, like, Theresa May on the news, do you ever... Yeah. I always just want to go over to her and just go, it's okay. Just to put give her a hug and go, it's going to be all right.
Just put a blanket around her.
Yeah, she just looks terrified the whole
time. She does. She looks like she's being like...
I want to take her into a room with a blanket and go, it's all right.
She looks like she's being waterboarded backstage.
Come on, come on. Let's get you back. Come on.
Oh, you're tired. Yeah. You're tired.
She's just petrified the whole time.
But tell me, what was that moment? What was that moment? So you're 16 years old and you then go and do your first gig. Where was it? What happened?
The way I started was that I used to do gigs at my school.
Oh, really?
Which makes me sound like
it's
the worst.
It's not that weird because then you were 16, I guess.
Yeah, but because you thought
I'm better than this. Yeah. I should be doing the circuit. I'm better than this.
We had a thing at my school where like every Friday during the afternoon we had like a gig and then people could get up and perform.
Oh yeah, I did that. Yeah,
like a lunchtime gig, we called it.
I was in a Rolling Stones tribute band.
Wait, hang on. You used to do
Charlie Watts. Were you Charlie Watt?
No. I was Mick.
You were Mick.
Yeah.
But wait, hang on.
I forgot all the lyrics.
But why? You had this
now.
Yeah.
He doesn't know. He just starts around going blah blah blah. He doesn't really know what's going on.
Come on, Wembley. You know the words to this one. Yeah, we did, Mick, but it was £150 to get in, mate. Any chance you could sing it?
You know the words to this one.
You know
sing
this
it.
One.
Sing it.
Yeah, we do. You do as well, mate.
But what was so weird, that was how you first started gigging. And then when was your first one in front of an audience that you
So
did
then
that?
I would go, when I was 16, I'd then go and do pubs around London. So there's like, I don't know how many, but there's like hundreds of open mic gigs around London. And you can just go and just do whatever you want.
But what's your material at 16?
Well, I don't really remember. It was...
And did you were let into the pub at 16 on the
promotion? Sometimes comedy. I had to pretend I was older.
Oh, really?
It's like I had a fake ID. Legend.
And then you used to just go and just do it and stand up there and just go and do the whole
thing.
Yeah,
and I remember it went okay. Like, because I used to talk about being... I didn't pretend I was older. I used to just talk about being 16.
Yeah, yeah.
And I talk about, like, teachers I had or girls or just normal 16-year-old stuff. And people used to quite like it because I wasn't trying to be older.
Nostalgic.
Or, maybe it was just probably a lot of sympathy laughter.
But I think that like that.
Hey, any laughter's laughter.
But that humor is like that is like in like it really like mature humor. Because when we're like 16 years old, we're kind of funny to each other, but not to like adults, right?
Well, it's actually crafting a joke, right? Which is the
yeah.
Skill
but that, I wasn't doing that when I was 16.
You weren't.
I wasn't. You know, nobody starts stand up being good. Everyone has like at least sort of 2 years.
Check out the Edinburgh Fringe private parts.
Yeah, well, yeah. Hey. There are a few examples of people who are naturally incredible.
Book your tickets now.
privatepartspodcast.com. But most people, you know, it's like anything. You're just bad for a few. But stand up, there's something about stand up where you're not just bad. You're really bad for about 2 years.
But I guess it's like you have to get better because it's so shaming and
yeah.
Like,
and you like, just have to. You just keep
soul
doing
destroying
it.
When you actually yeah. tank, right?
But it's a good. I think it's a good thing because it sort of makes you. If you can get through those 2 years of just dying every gig,
But also, did you, because your big fan was Lee Evans, did you like throw water on yourself before you came on? So you came on like sweaty, like, oh, I'm Lee Evans.
Yeah, suits. Yeah, suits. Exactly the same
in
as
your
Lee
dad's
Evans.
Suits.
Doing Lee Evans material. Yeah, the first 2 years were tough.
Was it all original material in those days? Or?
In those days, 2012. Yeah. Back in 12. I remember 2012. It was a different time.
But it must have.
No, you have to do your own stuff. Yeah. There's like a.
Have you ever caught anyone doing other people?
Yeah, but because comedy is such a small industry, everybody knows everyone. Yeah. I was just saying that if you steal material, you know,
but surely there are some instances where two people actually come up with the same joke.
Yeah, that's happened to me before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You happened to use the second time, or you were the first person?
I can't remember.
But then or did you hear it and then go, oh, that's mine?
I watched someone perform and went, I should do that joke. Yeah. That's what happened.
And then
I did it, and then they said, that's my joke. And I went, oh, we've had the same idea. It's funny, isn't it? Your dad was a rabbi too. That's mental, isn't it? I think that's what happened.
But so what happened in that instance? Was
If you've genuinely both come up with the same idea, then I guess you just agree. One of you agrees not to do it. Whoever's got the better joke, whoever's more famous,
how do you decide or agree that you had you?
Well,
you
normally,
came up
hopefully,
with it
well, ideally, you'd be mates with them, so it wouldn't be an issue. It's happened with a couple of my mates, and you just sort of. Laugh about it, and then you go, "Oh, I won't do that anymore. It's fine."
And then slyly on the sly, you just do because you
and
know.
Then
it's
I just do it anyway.
You just do
the other
it
day,
anyway.
I did an audition for this thing, and I was on with a comedian.
What was an audition for?
Game of Thrones. No, I did an audition for a stand-up TV thing, so I should be clinking the ice.
I know.
It's not a bad thing to do on a podcast. Yeah. I had an audition for it.
Just pick up some taverns and smashing them.
Oh no, I'm really annoyed. Sorry. fuck the podcast.
Wait, so you had this audition?
I had an audition for a TV show, doing stand-up on a TV show. And I was on with my friend Larry Dean, and he was like, oh, you know, do that joke. I've got this joke about being quite camp, so I felt like I had to come in to my parents rather than come out, to come in, like tell them I'm not gay. Yeah. So that's the idea of the joke, right? And he's got a similar joke. And he goes, are you going to do that tonight? And I said, yeah. And he goes, would you mind not? Because I'm going to do this whole... sort of 5 minute bit about it. It's like my whole thing.
So you went, don't worry, I've got a really good one about a supermarket.
Yeah, exactly. So I then said, oh, it's fine, I won't do it. So I didn't do it. And then when he went on and did his audition, when he said the come in joke, he got like a fucking like round of applause.
No.
And I was in the wings like,
you've taken it from me.
You have stolen that.
Oh, no.
He didn't steal it. He didn't, no, it's, he didn't steal it.
Name? How does the joke go?
It's just that. It's just the fact that I was camp when I was growing up. So I was the only one of my mates who had to come into their parents. And then it's just about my dad bet 50 quid I was gay to my uncle. It's got to give him 50 quid. No. I've not done it very well. But that's the idea.
Yeah, yeah. Woo! Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dom Lucy, everyone.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
On tour in January. You want to see more of that?
But I think the biggest respect that I have for stand-up comedians is, as you said, this is actually true, but the
endless respect
I have is the fact that, as you said, you have to, you're 2 years of being bad. You keep going, you're bombing
some. It's a lot more.
Someone's a lot more.
Some, right? It's forever.
Yeah, forever. Yeah, exactly. You're just not funny and you just keep doing it. But also the fact that you are bombing all the time, you're not really making that much money because you're going around pubs and just picking up whatever you can.
Yeah.
But you do it. Why do you do it? Because you love the being on stage, you love your content, you love being funny. What is it?
Yeah, I don't know really. I think it's quite it's a weird
checks.
Thing, it's girls and drugs is what it is.
It's all the free coke that I get to do.
It's cocaine.
You go into the bathroom, scrape it off the loo afterwards and put it into a packet.
Some Tupperware boxes.
I actually have a, not that I
what?
You've got a good coke store. This will be good.
I don't do drugs.
Keep rolling.
No, but my friend, we were in a restaurant in London and he came back from the loo and went, oh, I feel a little bit weird. And I went, we're in a group of friends, and I went, well, what's happened? And I went into the loo and there was this white powder on the top, so I turned into line and snorted it.
What the fuck?
You're mental. And he had to go home because he felt too weird.
What the fuck is that?
God, I can't say. What's his name?
What? It's probably Drano or something.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Have another friend. Actually, I was on holiday with just
now. Sees a powder and goes, what's that? Oh,
probably
find
should
out,
snort
I'll
that.
Snort it.
Yeah, I'll put it into my head.
I'll put it in my body to find out what it is.
Yeah. I won't get tested. I'll just chuck it in my head.
Do it. Have you heard that? I don't remember who's... I'm going to... tell a story, but I can't remember who's it. Some comedian tells this really funny story about when he was younger and he was wanking in his room and he was sitting on his like a desk chair and he fell backwards on the chair and hit his head, so passed out, right? So he's passed out with his trousers around his ankles and fallen on the TV in his bedroom, right? And he wakes up about 3 hours later in bed in his pyjamas with a note next to him that says, our little secret mum. And they've never spoken about it. They've never mentioned it.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine your mum walking in and you're passed out with porn with your trousers around your ankles?
my poor sister who lives, she's in Bali at the moment. I just went and saw her.
Doesn't sound that poor.
No, she's in Bali.
She's having a tough time.
Yeah.
Click the link in the donation.
Yeah, GoFundMe page for my sister. And
it's a kayaking trip tomorrow that's £10 too much.
Yeah, but I met her boyfriend out there, this Balinese guy. He was, to be honest, he was just a boring, he didn't say anything. So she found out, so I met this guy. Anyway, the day later, she phoned me up. said really outstanding. I had to just break up with my boyfriend because I just read through his phone because he was being a bit shifty, and I just saw literally texts of like 40 different women. It's not funny. 40 different women that he was messaging, going like all these kind of things. 40. Literally 40. And I went, God, what did they say? He said, oh God, one of them he's not even met. He said he has feelings for her. And the other one, I was like, well, he goes, the other one, he had sent a picture of my vibrator saying, can't wait to use this on you. My sister was like, what the fuck?
Who was this guy?
Some guy from Lombok. I don't know.
Oh
my God! Listen, amazing. Oh God! Hey,
that's so funny.
Hey, Francis, we need to have the answer to the question of the week, buddy, because we waited at bated breath.
Well,
oh yeah, of course. Yeah.
So, Tom, what did you say again?
I said summer, but now I've heard your answer, I think you're right.
Okay.
Well, actually, the question was, what season do children grow the fastest in? Which is good to know. The answer is actually spring. You're both wrong.
Why is it spring?
Spring.
Why spring?
Something to do with Easter, is it?
Don't know.
Oh, spring in your step? Maybe that's
No, I don't.
That's a good, yeah. Yeah, that's
got
what it
a spring in your step.
Well, I mean, maybe that's making
you
bouncy. No, I don't know why. But
what?
That's true. It's a fascinating fact.
But you don't know why, but you just, you can't, you could, there's got to be an answer.
Well, if I were to hazard
a guess. How do we know you're not lying?
If I were to hazard a guess, I would say that.
I know why.
The seasonal circadian rhythms allow us to.
Of course, you're going to grow that much because you're older for the year. So if you're born in August.
All children growing.
No, but if you're born in August.
But yeah. People are born at different days. Days of the year. Oh, because everyone's born in August.
That was so mental of me. All right, Franz. Hey,
I really want to know why.
All right, well, I'll tell you when you come back on this podcast.
Text me.
Yeah,
I will. Text you. Hey, Franz, also, Tom, we like to read our diaries. Now,
sure, yeah.
This week I don't have my diary, but Francis, you have your diary.
I've got a bit of a diary.
But you've got a little diary?
Just a few days that I kept last week.
It's on your phone. Why don't you have a book?
Oh, I do, but I
are you just going to read your Google Calendar out? Yeah. Monday I had lunch with...
with my side...
Lance Corporal.
Medic!
All right, you ready? It's actually... Yeah, it's okay. It's nothing to write home about.
Yeah, well, I'm excited.
I can't wait. Really teared up for us. Yeah. All the listeners have just gone, oh, fuck it, I'll see you later.
Buzzing for this.
Yeah. Monday. Dear Diary, Katie asked me an interesting question this morning. If I were a fruit, what kind of fruit would I be? I am a fruit, I joked. No, seriously, she said.
What the fuck is that?
Clearly it was a query of some seriousness, so I gave it the requisite consideration and responded, I would probably be a lychee. Katie...
Is Katie your doctor?
Katie's my girlfriend.
Jesus.
Katie looked at me perplexed. Why a lychee, she said. Well, I guess because sometimes I can be prickly.
What is that?
But when
that
you
is mental.
Yeah.
But when it's you break
the diary
through...
of a serial killer.
But when you break through my tough exterior...
Oh, God.
I'm actually really exotic.
What would happen if we broke through your tough exterior?
And juicy.
He said, as he pulled out a hammer.
And somewhere buried deep within me is a slippery pip.
Oh, my God.
What is that?
Tuesday.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, that was the whole of Monday.
Yeah.
Did you do anything else?
Oh, no, she said, I see, and we both carried on our business. Tuesday. Dear Diary, I've been wondering whether anyone has given thought to what constitutes a healthy work-life balance for working guide dogs. The service is most noble, but do they ever get time to run and play or chase a ball? Or is it just work? Do you not wonder that?
That is a good question, actually.
Yeah. Have you
got that is a good question.
Well, I don't know.
I think they work shifts.
Because, they don't. Because
17-hour shifts.
Whenever I see one, I just think, do you ever get a chance to have
when
fun?
When their owner probably is asleep, they probably go out.
But Francis has become really sort of empathetic towards dogs recently. I've noticed
what, recently?
It.
Well, I've always been empathetic
towards
dogs. No,
I know you love dogs. I know you do love dogs and you love animals. But you've recently become more empathetic towards...
working guide dogs,
No, you just seem to love dogs more recently.
No, I've always loved hardcore, original dog lover.
Do you have a dog?
Yeah, you are.
No, but I look after dogs.
Do the owners know you're doing that?
No, all dogs.
Stray dogs.
All dogs. Stray dogs sometimes, yeah.
Okay, great.
I used to have a dog down in Ghana, but...
Have we got a Wednesday?
Ghana?
I used to work in Ghana.
Oh, don't. It's like a bomb going off. Don't even let him start it. Let's just move on. He used to live in Ghana for a bit.
Oh, okay.
For a long time. This last day is Wednesday, so I didn't finish the week.
Like, he's like, oh, guys, it's just a bit depressing this day.
I noticed that Casper Lee, a guest of the podcast, an all-round good guy, is now going out with his number one fan who came to meet him at a meet and greet.
I saw that too.
First, I wondered whether...
We're not dating, me and Casper. Oh my God, that's news to me. All right, sorry, go on.
At first, I wondered whether going out with your number one fan is an optimal dynamic for a relationship. But then when you consider the opposite scenario, going out with someone who is just not a fan of you at all and hates your work.
Hates your work? I hate your work.
Probably not ideal. Casper's relationship is probably actually pretty smart. That's the end.
Great. Fantastic.
There we go. Oh,
if you were affected by any of that, feel free to email the show.
Yeah, don't forget.
If you know any working guide dogs, we'd love to know if they actually get some time off.
And also,
and that was thought for the day.
Yeah, and
also Corporal Bull.
And also, if you want to go and visit my sister's GoFundMe page and really help her out in
Bali. Or just visit his sister.
Yeah. Hey, Tom, man. Dude, Tom Lucy... Thank
she
you.
Has a dildo, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a vibrator.
Wow. I actually want to meet the guy. He sounds like a good laugh. Yeah. Go out with him. He takes the dildo out with him.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to use this on you.
You.
Hey, Tom Lucy, buddy. Are you going to cut me off again?
No.
Dude, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on the podcast. Honestly,
what
man.
A pleasure.
We know it's been
really funny.
It's been really
it's a good one.
Freaking funny.
Dude, better than Reese.
Better than Reese.
Reese can fuck off.
Yeah, I don't like Reese anymore.
Yeah, if you're watching Reese.
This is a podcast, mate.
If you're listening, Reese.
But
I don't know where I am.
But dude,
if you're watching.
You're going on tour, right?
I am. It's not been
supporting
announced
us,
yet.
Support, you're going on the 8th of November.
Yeah, I'm doing a tour of Clapham, Stockwell,
Shoreditch.
Clerkenwell, Farringdon.
Do comedians do London tours?
What do you mean, just tours around London?
Yeah.
No.
That would really. Be a bit, you know.
Yeah.
Of course they don't do that. Why would they do tours around London?
Be easy.
No, they don't. But listen, you're going on tour probably in January, right? Or next year?
Yeah, February, I think, yeah.
February, Tom Lucy, check it out. Also, you're on Instagram, Tom James Lucy.
Yeah.
Give him a follow.
Give him a follow if you fancy.
Genuinely buzzing about that.
Yeah. Have you had a fun time?
Yeah, it's been great. It's been my favourite thing I've ever done.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if you're joking.
It's really fun. Normally because comedians get asked to do a lot of podcasts, but it's a really fun one.
Shit, man, that means a hell of a lot.
That does. That's why we do it.
We haven't talked about normal things like... I normally get asked all the same questions.
Yeah,
we've talked about weird stuff.
Just magic!
It's called being unprepared.
It's just no format. But dude, what we like to do at the end of every single episode is we ask our guests to leave our listeners with something inspirational.
Anything?
Yeah, that's why I wave my hands in the air.
You're like a director.
It's your go now.
Something inspirational. Well, if you're going to do a speech at a primary school, leave all... weapons at home, and that's come straight from the top.
All right, guys, we'll see you next week. Love you so much, Tom Lucy. Thank you, Francis.
Thank you.
Check you out later. Bye, guys.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.